a man with a mission. To support the innocent, fight for the poor, and human rights. Every week on Indie Media, John Feelgood, Newsflash.
Hello, I'm John Feelgood for the Indie Media Newsflash. Underpass reclaimed from muggers. On Saturday, July 13, around 500 plus local residents of Easton and St. Paul's joined together to protest against the growing number of attacks happening around the M32 underpass. Bristol City Council have refused time and again to take any practical steps to ensure the safety of pedestrians. So the community decided to take matters into their own hands by stopping the motorway traffic and symbolically linking hands around the roundabout. Last Monday and Tuesday, 8th and 9th July, a publication called Environmental Finance hosted a conference on monitoring carbon credits in emerging economies. Young Asians are being dealt very harsh jail sentences following the riots in Oldham, Bradford and Burnley last summer. A youth, 70 at the time, has been sent down for a year and a half. Another defendant was jailed for 2 years and 3 months. A third of 26 people from Burnley are due in court on 2 September. Other sentences, including 4 years of throwing 3 stones, 4 years and 9 months for throwing 2 stones, and 11 months for picking up but not throwing 2 stones. The High Court verdict against Halsman's Bookshop to pay only £40 damages on Tuesday the 2nd of July was the culmination of an action brought nearly 2 years ago against the King's Cross store. They faced a potentially ruinous libel case for stocking the anti-fascist magazine Searchlight. The case was brought by someone criticizing Searchlight, who chose to sue only the shop, not the author or publisher concerned. Due to his distaste for the sort of material made available in radical bookshops. This was the first case to end up in court, but another case is due in court in autumn against Housemans and also Bookmarks. The Bookshop Libel Fund is calling for urgent financial support for the shops to cover the costs in their cases, and for a change in the law to stop bookshops being targeted in this way. On Wednesday, 3rd of July, a number of arrests and raids were carried out in relation to a non-violent action in the same office blocks as the Israeli Tourist Board and the El Al airline offices on 13th of May. This follows the arrest of activist Emily Apple last week, and who subsequently has had her home raided and various items, including personal diaries, were seized. She was held for 2 days and was given the ridiculous charge of violent disorder, Section 2, which is usually reserved for serious rioting and carries a sentence of up to 5 years imprisonment. Police confiscated computers and other items from yesterday's arrestees, and one teenager had her house searched while police shut her home alone a little brother in his room. And now is the weather report. Tuesday day, southern parts cloudier than yesterday, with chances of the odd shower in the southwest later, but still warm sunny spells. Northern and central areas are variable of cloud, most parts dry, but a few patches of rain. Tuesday night, the chances of a shower continues, but for most of the country it will stay dry with variable amounts of clouds and some clear intervals. Warm and close in southern England, but rather cool elsewhere. Wednesday, most areas dry with sunny spells, but scattered showers may develop during the afternoon, perhaps especially over eastern Scotland. Temperatures near or slightly above normal. And Thursday, most places dry with some sunny periods after any overnight mist patches disperse. However, there's the risk of an afternoon shower in the east. Eastern coastal areas rather cool, otherwise quite pleasant again. Okay, that was the Indie Media News Flash with John Feelgood. See you next week. Bye-bye.